You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, and pleased to have with me in the studio this evening a gentleman I've just had the privilege of meeting maybe a month and a half or two ago, and his name is Stephen Bartholomew. He's playing the part of Harold Hill in a upcoming presentation of Music Man. Welcome, Stephen.
Thanks, Mike. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you with us. Music Man is being presented by the Academy Players of East Greenwich, Rhode Island, and they have been around for a long time, although neither one of us have a whole lot of information about the Academy Players.
Correct.
You have a little bit, though, right?
Yeah. Well, they've been around for over 50 years. I moved to Rhode Island, actually, from South Dakota about 6 years ago, and I wanted to get involved in theater, and I started with Granite Theater in Westerly, and then a few years ago, I found the Academy Players, and starting with them, I realized, wow, they have been around for quite a bit of time. As I said, it's been over 50 years, and I've been lucky enough to do a few shows with them, and The Music Man would be the fourth one with them.
Well, yeah. There you go. And of course, most people move from South Dakota to Rhode Island.
Oh, yeah. It's quite common.
Quite common, yeah.
As a matter of fact, and most people I run into, it's like, you're the first person from South Dakota I've ever met. And I said, and probably the last.
That's right.
It's a great transition, I'll say, coming from the plains and actually the Black Hills, the mountains, to this ocean state. Love it. I've been here 6.5 years and it's a great place to be, and being able to do things like Music Man, it's one reason that I love being here.
Well, let's talk about you for a moment. Did you grow up in South Dakota?
Born and raised.
So how far away from what everybody knows about South Dakota, Mount Rushmore?
Yes.
How far away from that?
I was about 5 hours away, because we go by hours. We don't go by miles, because, you know, it's a wide open plains. basically, the north central part of South Dakota, very much flat. No trees, farmland, as far as the eye can see. It was great, a great place to grow up. It's that whole, 900 people in a town. You could ride your bike anywhere. The babysitter was, growing up, was the whole town.
It was ripe for Harold Hill to go there.
It basically was. I mean, when I'm in Rhode Island doing Music Man, and Music Man takes place in Iowa, and I'm telling everyone in the cast, hey, just talk to me. I know all about Iowa, because South Dakota is
the
same.
You can relate to it.
But yeah, I grew up in a small farming area, born and raised there, then went to college in South Dakota, and then the last 8 years, I did move to the Black Hills, and that's where I was a teacher. I was an English teacher, speech teacher, debate coach, stuff like that.
Yeah. And then what enticed you to come to Rhode Island?
Well, my son, his mother is from this area, and she wanted to be out in this area, and I went, you know what? It's time for a change of pace.
Well, great.
And so I followed them, and now I'm lucky enough to be living here, have a great job, great son, great friends, and again, great activities like Music Man.
Now, speaking of great job, we should take a moment to just talk about the fact that you have an interesting job. You're a teacher.
Yes.
And also an administrator, principal type.
Yep.
In layman's terms, tell us about that.
Well, I work at the Metropolitan Regional Career and Technical Center. That's a long way of saying the Met Center, the Met High School. It's in Providence, Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
And it was started 14 years ago in Providence with about 50 kids. And now there's around 7,000 students doing the same type of learning all around the country and even around the world. And a lot of people have heard of the Met High School.
Right.
Some people haven't. But basically, it's real-world learning, and it's very personalized, where we have students go out into the real world. 2 days a week, they actually go out and do internships, and they do projects based on whatever they love to do out in the real world. And then through those projects, we get them to learn the math, the science, the English, the social studies, and, well, all the skills that we feel are essential for them to do well in this world.
Sure. Well, that sounds great. It almost sounds like we could do a whole show on that. And
we probably could, and but maybe probably should. Not for this segment.
Well, not for this segment. Let's get back to Music Man.
Yeah.
And Music Man happens to be a show that I'm very, very well acquainted with. I've been involved with it most of my life. A little story I love to tell, the fact that the night I was born, my father was singing in a barbershop quartet show.
Wow.
With his quartet. And he got word that I was being born at the hospital, and the other quartet that was appearing with him took him to the hospital, became my honorary godfathers, and the name of that group was the Buffalo Bills. And they went on to claim fame on the Broadway Music Man stage along with the movie. So anyone that's seen Music Man is probably remembering the quartet called the Buffalo Bills, and they were my honorary godfathers. So that's my connection to it. But we're going to get to a little music here from the show, and then we'll talk with Stephen some more about his character, Harold Hill, and all the things that happened. But first of all, the show opens up with a train scene where Harold is sitting on a train surrounded by other traveling salesmen of the time, 1912 to be specific, and he decides that he's going to get off the train in Iowa and find out about these stubborn Iowans. So this first song is called Iowa Stubborn.
You are contrary.
We can be cold as a falling thermometer in December if you ask about our weather in July. And we're so bright and stubborn we can stand touching noses for a week at a time and never see eye to eye. But we'll give you a shirt and a back to go with.
Mention it again.
You really ought to give Iowa a try. Iowa, Dubuque, Des Moines, Davenport, Marshalltown, Mason City, Peterbilt, Ames, Clear Lake. Ought to give Iowa a try.
So there's nothing halfway about the Iowa way to treat you. There you go. And we're going to review a lot of the music from the show today, and it's great music. It's probably one of America's best-loved musicals. Certainly, obviously, I may be a little bit prejudiced, but it's in that category of Oklahoma and a lot of the great traditional shows. And you mentioned earlier that you had been in several programs at Academy Players. Mm-hmm. What a couple of the other things you've done.
Well, I've been lucky enough to be in A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. I was Marcus Lycus in that. That's just a fun, silly musical.
Right.
And then I was able to be in Little Shop of Horrors about the plant that eats people.
Sure.
Which is great. And a little funny story was I always like to bring my students from the Met to see the plays. And when I was in Little Shop of Horrors, the biggest round of applause that night was when I was eaten by the plant. For some reason, they really enjoyed that, I'll tell you.
I'm sure they did.
But then, yeah, Music Man is my third foray into musicals here with the Academy Players. And
great.
I'm really excited about it opening up this Friday.
This Friday night. Let's give people a little detail here.
Yeah. It's going to be the next two weekends, the first and second weekend of May. So it's going to be this Friday, which is May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Mm-hmm. And then the next weekend, it'll be Thursday through Sunday, which is the 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th. Be aware, most of the shows are going to be at 8 p.m., at the East Greenwich High School. But on Sundays, those shows will be at 2 p.m. All of them are at the East Greenwich High School. And I quickly give a plug. If you go to academyplayers.org, www.academyplayers.org, you can get all the information, including ticket prices and all that other stuff.
Where to get tickets and all of that kind all that kind of information is there. We'll review that again at the end of the program. Mm-hmm. And I've heard that one of the outstanding features of this particular production is going to be the barbershop quartet.
Oh, I'm wondering if you're a little biased towards that. But you know what, Mike? I would not argue with you. Obviously, not only yourself, but the other three members of the quartet, Fred and Jimmy and Jamie, they've all had experience with Music Man in quartets of different places,
That's
I believe.
That's correct, yeah.
And I also believe it's the first time all four of you have done it at the same time together.
You've done your homework. That's
well,
very, that's
you know, I do my studying too before I get here.
I will have the opportunity to be the bass in the quartet. His name is Olin Britt, and I'll be performing that role as I've done on many other occasions. And Jamie Jones will be singing the tenor part. That's the high tenor. Mm-hmm. And then our lead singer is Jimmy Berger from beautiful downtown Cranston, Rhode Island, and from Walpole, Massachusetts, we have singing the baritone part, Fred Kingsbury.
And something very interesting, you mentioned you have a long history with Music Man. Well, two things. First of all, I'm really going back. When you were born, there was music in your life. The night I was born, my mom was actually out dancing that night.
And then, boom,
and here I am now.
Here you are dancing.
But then my ninth grade year in high school, our community theater, we did Music Man. Oh. And, of course, they didn't have anybody that could get the high tenor part. But I could.
Well, there you go.
So as a little ninth grader, I was made me hang out with the three adult men in the quartet. And it was a very interesting thing. But that was my first taste of Music Man in ninth grade. And ever since then, I've gone, it's a fun show. And I'm looking forward to someday to doing it again. And now that I'm quite a bit older, I have the chance to do Harold Hill and doing great songs with the quartet and Marion and other people.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And And Stephen is doing a great job of Harold Hill, and one of the interesting things that we'll talk about in a few minutes, I guess, is a size differential between you and Marion, which will be very interesting, but we'll talk about that after we get to this next song. And this next song is where Harold Hill, actually, I'll let you describe the trouble thing.
Oh,
how
yeah.
does that come up?
Well, definitely. I'm a salesman. I'm trying to sell him something. In order to sell something, as you know, you need to create a need. Mm-hmm. So in my case, as the Harold Hill character says, I have to create a desperate need for a kids band. And in order to do that, what I decide to do is find something in the town where they're going to say, we have trouble. And in this case, I point out that you have a pool table. Oh, bad stuff's going to happen through that. So as I say, you got trouble right here in River City. And once I create that trouble, I can start my sales pitch.
A pool table, don't you understand? Friend, either you're closing your eyes to a situation you do not wish to acknowledge, or you are not aware of the caliber of disaster indicated by the presence of a pool table in your community. Well, you got trouble, my friend. Right here, I say trouble right here in River City. Why, sure, I'm a billiard player. Certainly mighty proud to say I'm always mighty proud to say it. I consider that the hours I spend with a cue in my hand are golden. Help you cultivate horse sense and a cool head and a keen eye. Did you ever take and try to find an ironclad lead for yourself from a three-rail billiard shot? But just as I say it takes judgment, brains, and maturity to score in a balk line game, I say that any boob can take and shove a ball in a pocket. And I call that sloth the first big step on the road to the depths of degrade. I say first, medicinal wine from a teaspoon, then beer from a bottle. And the next thing you know, your son is playing for money in a pinchback suit. And listening to some big out-of-town Jasper, hearing him tell about horse race gambling. Not a wholesome trotting race, no, but a race where they set down right on a horse. Like to see some stuck-up jockey boy sitting on Dan Patch, make your blood boil, well, I should say. Now, friends, let me tell you what I mean. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pockets in a table. Pockets that mark the difference between a gentleman and a bum with a capital B, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. And all week long, your River City youth will be frittering away. I say your young men will be frittering away their noontime, suppertime, chore time too. Get the ball in the pocket. Never mind getting dandelions pulled or the screen door patched or the beefsteak pounded. Never mind pumping any water till your parents are caught with the cistern empty on a Saturday night, and that's trouble. Yes, you got lots and lots of trouble. I'm thinking of the kids in the Knickerbocker shirt tail young ones peeking in the pool hall window after school. You got trouble. Folks right here in River City. Trouble with a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. Now I know all you folks are the right kind of parents. I'm gonna be perfectly frank. Would you like to know what kind of conversation goes on while they're loafing around that hall? They'll be trying out Bevo, trying out Q-Babs, trying out TaylorMade's like cigarette fiends, and bragging all about how they're going to cover up a telltale breath with Sen-Sen. One fine night, they leave the pool hall, heading for the dance at the armory. Libertine men and scarlet women and ragtime. Shameless music that'll grab your son, your daughter, with the arms of a jungle, animal instinct, masteria. Friends, the idle brain is the devil's playground. Trouble.
Oh, we got trouble.
Right here in River City. With a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool.
That stands for pool.
We've surely got trouble.
We've surely got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here.
Gotta figure out a way to keep the young ones moral after school.
Our children gonna have trouble.
Mothers of River City,
trouble.
Heed that warning before it's too late. Watch for the telltale signs of corruption. The minute your son leaves the house, does he rebuckle his knickerbockers below the knee? Is there a nicotine stain on his index finger? A dime novel hidden in the corn crib? Is he starting to memorize jokes from Cap'n Billy's whiz bang? Are certain words creeping into his conversation? Words like swell, and so's your old man. What if so, my friends? You got trouble.
Oh, we got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here in River City.
With a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool.
That stands for pool.
We've surely got trouble.
We've surely got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here.
Remember the Maine, Plymouth Rock, and the Golden Rule.
Our children gonna have trouble.
Oh, we got trouble. We're in terrible, terrible trouble. That game with the 15 numbered balls is a devil's tool.
Devil's tool!
Oh, yes, we got trouble, trouble, trouble.
Oh, yes, we got trouble. Here, we got big, big trouble.
With a T.
With a capital T.
Gotta rhyme it with P.
With rhyme P.
And that stands for pool.
That stands for pool.
Right here in River City, trouble is capital T, rhymes with P. That's all it's all about.
Yeah, it stands for pool.
It does stand
it
for pool.
It really does.
I mentioned earlier about a little interesting sidebar that you are quite tall. How tall are you?
I'm 6'3".
6'3".
Yeah.
And the young lady that is playing Marion the Librarian opposite mm-hmm. you, Stacey Morin,
mm-hmm.
is doing a great job, but she's not quite as tall.
No, it's actually very interesting. Of course, we play off each other very well. It's great to act with her, and it's great to sing with her. Beautiful voice, as you know,
right,
Mike.
But
we're talking about, okay, now we're getting close to, and we're about to open the show, so we have to start practicing kissing and everything. And so she is a little shorter than I am, so it's like, okay, I got to make sure I bend down. but it's great, because what I love about working with her is just, she's just so energetic.
Mm-hmm.
And when we do our dances together, both of us aren't the best when it comes to dancing.
Oh,
we definitely,
I don't know about that.
The
I don't
acting
know.
And the singing we're cool with, yep. but the dancing, we both are like, not our best category. But she's been so positive throughout, and so we've had a great time, and
right.
look forward to doing the show with her, and look forward to everything that'll come.
And I don't want to make you think that she's unusually short.
No,
she's not.
Not
she's
at
about
all.
5'2" or so,
oh, yeah,
which
five,
is very,
two or
very
three.
Common. And so there is just that height discrepancy, which is interesting, because I think it adds. I think it adds to the flavor of it. And if I were you, I would have started practicing the kissing scenes right off the bat.
Oh, I know, but we're off script now, so
okay.
Definitely we're practicing
all
now.
Right, that's good.
Well, and it also makes it interesting, because what's great is you have set pieces, you have the porch, you got the footbridge and stuff like
mm-hmm.
that. So there's always different levels you can play
sure,
with. So
sure.
No matter who you are, you can always do all of that stuff.
And maybe the not practicing the kissing so much might have come in the fact that her husband, Paul, is the director of the show.
Yeah, and he made a point of saying, you're going to be practicing that very late in rehearsal. But Paul, you may not be listening, because I believe we're in rehearsal right now during this, but watch out.
Right,
we got one more week to go.
Well, speaking of Stacey and Mary and the Librarian, let's go to her first big song of the show, which is entitled, Good Night, My Someone.
Someone, good night. dreams be yours, dear, if dreams there be, sweet dreams to carry you close to me. I wish they may, and I wish they might. Now good night, my someone, good night. True love can be whispered from heart to heart. When lovers are parted, they say, but I must depend.
By the way, for those of you that are listening and trying to figure out what music we're playing from which cast, we are using the original Broadway cast, so you were just listening to Barbara Cook sing that song. And Robert Preston, of course, played the part of Harold Hill in both the movie and the Broadway show, which is who we're talking to right now, our very own Harold Hill. And Stephen, take us into 76 trombones, probably a signature piece of the whole production.
Right. When I talk to anybody about the musical, it's like, well, what do I know of it? And well, I just go, 76 trombones. And they went, yes, that's the song I know. And earlier we talked about I'm the salesman. And I'm trying to sell him something. Well, what I'm going to sell to make some money out of these Iowa stubborn people will be band instruments. And so I get them all revved up for buying band instruments. And I do that by saying, I have a way to solve the problem, to help your kids. All we have to do is start a band. And let me tell you about this amazing band, which is 76 Trombones.
All right, we'll listen to 76 Trombones and then take a short break and be back with more of the Academy Players presentation of The Music Man.
76 trombones led the big parade with 110 cornets close at hand. They were followed by rows and rows of the finest virtuosos, the cream of every famous band. 76 trombones caught the morning sun with 110 cornets right behind. There were more than 1,000 reeds springing up like weeds. There were horns of every shape and kind. There were copper bottom timpani and horse platoons, thundering, thundering all along the way. Double bell euphoniums and big bassoons, each bassoon having his big fat say. There were 50 mounted cannon in the battery, thundering, thundering louder than before. Clarinets of every size and trumpeters who'd improvise a full octave higher than the score.
We are back on Conducting Conversations, and we are talking about Music Man, everybody's favorite musical being put on by the Academy Players. And Stephen, we've talked about Harold Hill and the character that he is, but he has a few problems. He has a problem with the mayor, who doesn't particularly care for him, right?
The mayor's tough cookie.
Suspicious.
He knows what's going on. Yeah, suspicious is a good word.
Suspicious. And then, of course, the mayor has his men, if you will.
Yes.
The school board.
Yes. Those four school board members that all they do is bicker the entire time. And they're trying to get my credentials to prove that I'm actually who I say I am. And
right.
I'm not, by the way. I'm lying, of course, because that's what I'm trying to do.
You're a swindler.
I'm a swindler. But these four school board members are following me around saying we need to get this stuff. And so one thing I do is, instead of them bickering with each other, I kind of create a quartet, because I hear their voices and I say, what am I hearing? And then through that, I get them singing together, and all of a sudden, I get them off track, and I can kind of avoid them the rest of the show, because all I have to do is get them singing a song.
We're happy singing songs. And the first song that is sung in the show by the Buffalo Bills, which you'll hear singing now, is called Sincere.
How can there be any sin in sincere? Where is the good in goodbye? Confuse me, dear, puzzle and mystify, tell me what can be fair in farewell. Single star shines above. How can there be any sin in sincere? Aren't we
definitely a lot of fun being in the quartet and singing those songs that we get to do. I mentioned earlier that our boss, the quartet's boss, is the mayor. Tell us about the man playing the part of the mayor.
Well, Mayor Shin is being played by Rhode Island's own Frank O'Donnell, and I think many people know him. Great comedian.
Oh, yes.
You see him all over the place. And as I mentioned earlier, I'm new to Rhode Island, 6 years, but first time I saw him was just a couple years ago, and then when I found out he was going to be in the show, I was very excited about it, because it's like, this is a funny guy, and I've gotten to know he's not only funny, he's a great guy, too.
He is
a nice
very
guy.
Nice guy. We've all gotten to know each other a little bit in this show, and Frank is one of those guys you just want to sit down and talk to him and tell stories with. You know?
And it's funny, because he said, you know, he's used to doing improvisation and so forth, and he's like, I have a script I have to follow. But what's great, as an actor myself, I've done many shows, and I know when he and I are on stage going back and forth, I know if he forgets a line, it'll be okay because I can help. And if I forget something, it'll be okay because he can help. So
right.
It's really great working with him. And I think when people come to see the show, they're going to see just his style. They're going to see that's Frank O'Donnell, but they're going to also see the mayor in Music Man. So it's a great combination to have.
Absolutely. And for those of you that remember the movie, rather than the Broadway show, which was almost 50 years ago, but the movie you can still see on television once in a while, that part was played by Paul Ford, who was a great character actor, along with the mayor's wife, Hermione Gingold, was in the movie, and a lot of great characters. And that's what this whole show is full of, is great characterizations. And this next scene that we want to go to is an interesting story between you and your sidekick, Marcellus, which is played by who?
Marcellus is played by Tim Reed, and not only is he Marcellus, he's also the choreographer for the show.
Yeah. Okay, so he's playing a dual role there.
Definitely.
And, tell us about you and Marcellus.
Well, Marcellus, when I get to town to try to swindle everyone out of their money, I run into him and it's like, hey, you used to be a salesperson with me. And he said, well, I've settled down with the boss's daughter, or boss's niece, I think. And,
nice, comfortable girl.
So he's kind of helping me behind the scenes, trying to get all the townspeople where I want them to be. And at one point, I'm, of course, trying to manipulate Marion the librarian, because she's the music teacher also, because I want her on my side to sell all these band instruments. And he says, hey, well, I have a nice person you can get to know. And I'm saying, hey, I don't want any of these nice, innocent girls. And I, of course, go into a song about the sadder but wiser girl. I don't need anybody innocent. You know, I want somebody with a little more experience. And so it's actually the song probably doesn't necessarily fit the flow of like progressing the story along, but it's just a fun song.
Great song. Sadder but wiser girl.
No wide-eyed, eager, wholesome, innocent Sunday school teacher for me. That kind of gal spins webs no spider ever... Now listen, boy. A gal who trades on all that purity merely wants to trade my independence for her security. The only affirmative she will file refers to marching down the aisle. No golden, glorious, gleaming, pristine goddess. No, sir, for no Diana do I play fawn. I can tell you that right now. I snarl, I hiss, how can ignorance be compared to bliss? I spark, I fizz, for the lady who knows what time it is. I cheer, I rave, for the virtue I'm too late to save. The sadder but wiser girl for me. No bright-eyed, blushing, breathless baby doll baby. No, sir, that kind of child ties knots no sailor ever knew. I prefer to take a chance on a more adult romance. No dewy young miss who keeps resisting all the time she keeps insisting. No bright-eyed, wholesome, innocent female. No, sir, why, she's the fisherman, I'm the fish, you see. Plop, I flinch, I shy. When the lass with the delicate air walks by, I smile, I grin. When the gal with the touch of sin walks in, I hope and I pray for Hester to win just one more A. The sadder but wiser girl's the girl for me. The sadder but wiser girl for me.
Now, we should tell the audience that's listening at home or in their car or wherever they happen to be listening that we're not going to give you the whole play. We're just going to give you 75% of it here. And if you want to get the whole story together, obviously you got to come and see us.
You bet. I mean, you need to see how it ends.
That's right. You need to see how it ends and need to see all the dancing and all the other great set designs, and lots of work goes
into
these productions. Amazing.
The costumes, the sets, the dancing, the music itself. It's just, it's a fun combination of many things.
Well, let's quickly go to a scene that is one of my favorites, actually. I'm not in it, but I always enjoy watching the library scene. Tell us about that.
Oh, that's just a lot of fun. It's basically, as I said before, I'm trying to get Marion, the librarian, into my little coat pocket here so she can help me out. And so it's a very flirtatious song. Mm-hmm. I go in there, and it's a library. And, of course, I say, I'm going to be loud, watch out, and everyone's, shh, shh, be quiet. And not only am I being flirtatious with her, but I get all the teens in there to kind of disrupt things, and they do a little soft shoe dance, which you'll have to obviously come to the play to see. But at least in the song, you're going to hear some of that flirtation going on.
Well, listen to Marion the Librarian.
Marion, Madam Librarian, what can I do, my dear, to catch your ear? I love you madly, madly, Madam Librarian, Marion. Heaven help us if the library caught on fire and the volunteer hose brigade men had to whisper the news to Marion. Madam Librarian. What can I do, my dear, to make it clear? I need you badly, badly, Madam Librarian, Marion. If I stumble and I busted my whatchamacallit, I could lie on your floor unnoticed till my body had turned to carrion. Madam Librarian. Now in the moonlight, a man could sing it. In the moonlight, and a fellow would know that his darling had heard every word of his song with the moonlight helping along. But when I try in here to tell you, dear, I love you madly, madly, Madam Librarian, Marion, it's a long lost cause I can never win, for the civilized world accepts as unforgivable sin any talking out loud with any librarian such as Marion. Madam Librarian.
We are back on Conducting Conversations and having a great evening talking about Music Man, which is going to be presented by the Academy Players of East Greenwich at East Greenwich High School. We'll give you those details a little bit later. But Stephen, we've had listened to a majority of the music from the show. There's one piece of interesting music that's in the show that we're going to be doing, which is sung by Marion the Librarian, My White Knight. But in the movie, My White Knight was not performed. It was a different song completely. So here's a chance to see, if you've been watching the movie, see a song that isn't in the movie, My White Knight.
Yeah, and Stacy does a great job with that as Marion.
Stacy as Marion singing. Right now you'll get to hear Barbara Cook, but just equally as good,
I would say.
My White Knight, not a Lancelot, nor an angel with wings, just someone to love me, who is not ashamed of a few nice things. My White Knight, what my heart would say if it only knew. Interested in us than in me. And if occasionally he'd ponder what makes Shakespeare and Beethoven great, him I could love.
So that was My White Knight. The song in the movie was called Being in Love. Meredith Willson, the author and composer of Music Man, decided that the Being in Love was a little more commercial at the time than My White Knight. So there you go. See, we all learn a little something in every
Thanks show. For the trivia, Mike. I didn't even know that.
There you go. There you go. And this next song that we need to get to is the quartet again.
You're
keeping us off kilter by always getting us to sing a song. And this time when we corner you asking you for your papers, you pull a piece of paper out of your pocket.
Right.
It's a note from, who is that from?
Madame Rainey. It's a testimonial from Madame Rainey. And of course, I go into this long spiel about who this is. And I say, but her real name is Lyda Rose. And I say, and you'll never forget the name because it's the same as the old song. And of course, I get you off on track and you start singing Lyda Rose.
And probably one of the most frequently asked for songs of any barbershop quartet. They always say, do you know Lyda Rose? Mm-hmm. And that's because of this, what you're about to hear.
Lyda Rose, I'm home again, Rose, to get the sun back in the sky. Lyda Rose, I'm home again, Rose, about a thousand kisses shy. Ding dong ding, I can hear the chapel bell chime. Ding dong ding, at the least suggestion, I'll pop the question. Lyda Rose, I'm home again, Rose, without a sweetheart to my name. Lyda Rose, how everyone knows that I am hoping you're the same. So
Stephen, we certainly listened to a lot of music and had some great conversations about the show, and we could go on for, I'm sure, two more shows.
You're right.
we got to kind of wrap this up. So let's tell the audience the dates of the production once again.
Well, it's the next two weekends, the first two weekends of May, and so that would be May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, and May 7, 8, 9, and 10. And keep in mind, the evening performances are at 8 p.m., but the Sunday shows are at 2 p.m. And to get a lot of information, the best way to do that is to go to the website, which is academyplayers.org, and there they'll give you information about tickets, give you a phone number if you want to call, give you directions to East Greenwich High School, which is where it'll be performed. But just in case, academyplayers.org, they should also, if they want, just give a phone call.
Sure.
And the number is 401-885-6910.
All right, great. Call them up, order your tickets, and we want to see you there in the audience. We have time for one more song, and that's a song that between you and Marion you sing. This is called Till There Was You. Stephen, I want to thank you so much for coming in tonight, being with us and sharing your expertise, if you will, as the role of Harold Hill. And hope that all goes well for you next weekend.
I appreciate it, Mike. And I look forward to everyone coming to see the show. And after the show, make sure you stop and say hi and say you heard us here.
Right, because Stephen will be out in the lobby handing out candy bars or something.
Okay, wait again. Don't volunteer me for all these things, but I'll be handing out handshakes.
All right, great. Here we go with Till There Was You. Good night, everybody. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.